One agency is facing questions about why it went with the more expensive contractor for a road project. A court says the Federal Highway Administration let political influence get in the way. Joining us to explain in our legal loop is procurement expert Joe Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. Good morning, Mr. Petrillo.
Good morning.
So why don't you just start by telling us the who, what, when, where, why?
Sure.
What happened?
This was a construction contract led by the Federal Highway Administration for road project in the Virgin Islands. It was a continuation of a project that had already, been begun. One of the low bidder, Virgin Island Paving Company, brought suit in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, and this is why. They had submitted the low bid, and the FHA had analyzed it. It was a little under the government estimate, but it was still within the range of bids that they set forth in the IFB. FHA concluded the low bid was reasonable, and they started the award process. But before they actually awarded the contract, they stopped, and the file notes that there has been political pressure not to award to the low bidder. And then they started looking at the low bid more carefully. They asked the low bidder to verify its bid, which it did. And they started raising questions about the estimated quantities in the bid. But they didn't cancel the procurement and change the quantities. Ultimately, they changed course. They said, well, there must be a mistake in this bid. They rejected it, and they awarded to the second low bidder, who protested. And the court reviewed the record, and the court could not find any valid reason for changing the opinion that they'd originally come to, and noted that the only reason they could find in the record was a notation that the Virgin Island governor had applied some pressure on this matter. And so they held that the changing course was irrational. They reinstated the low bid and upheld protest. Where this leaves us wondering is the question that's sort of always lurked in the background in some contract awards as to whether political pressure is playing a role in those or playing a role in some other contract awards. We certainly have a strong indication in this one that it was. So
the contract went from the second highest bidder back to the lowest bidder.
Back to the lowest bidder.
After the lowest bidder had protested.
Only as a result of the bid protest. The agency was on the way to giving the contract to the second low bidder, apparently because of political influence.
And so do we know what the political influence was all about? Was it a friend of the governor of the Virgin Islands?
That didn't appear in the administrative record, and the court doesn't have the power to go off on an investigation in this issue. Someone else is going to have to answer that question.
So what do we learn from this? What's the bigger procurement question that's answered here?
Well, I don't think it answers a question. It raises a question. It raises a question of, in other situations where we see things done that look strange, is there some political influence or pressure being applied behind the scenes? In this instance, someone wrote it down, and the court was able to find it. But it does make you wonder. We hope that most of these decisions are insulated from political pressure, but when you have an instance like this, you wonder if it's the tip of the iceberg.
I guess the other question is, you can understand where someone from Congress or something like that could exert influence. You understand how it could happen, not saying that it does happen very often. But the governor of the Virgin Islands affecting a federal contracting officer, that seems like a stretch.
Well, perhaps it does, but that's what the record showed, and that's what the court decided.
We're speaking with Joe Petrillo, a procurement expert and attorney with Petrillo and Powell, and we're talking about this Virgin Islands highway contract. Now, I think that there's a lot of the times you do wonder if there's political influence on government contracts, not necessarily federal government ones, but we hear there here and there about why, we wonder why somebody chose somebody. Is it unusual, however, for it to be documented like this?
Oh, highly unusual. There are very, very few cases like this, and that's why this is something of a black swan and worthy of notice.
And is this going to, are agency procurement officials sort of looking at this and deciding that they're going to be doing anything differently from now on because they don't want to fall into the same trap?
Well, I think the takeaway lesson here is that when you have a procurement decision and responsibility is diffused, when you have a number of different people looking at things and making comments on it, You build a record that makes it harder for a single person, because of political influence or some other improper motive, to steer the contract in a different direction. And when one person gets an awful lot of power, as you may recall the Darlene Druyan scandal in the Air Force some years ago, they're in a position to make these decisions for improper motives. When you've got a number of people participating and the responsibility is somewhat diffused, it's harder for one person to do that.
And we should also point out, too, that COs, contracting officers, do have discretion to not go with the lowest bidder. For example, if the lowest bidder had its newest tractor was from 1957, and they didn't have sufficient employees or some problem like that that was perceived, then they could go with the next highest bidder.
Sure.
And justify it.
You have to have a reason for that.
You have to have a reason.
You have to have a reason.